Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
That's us, family, on a Wednesday, the 17th of November. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the 13th floor, overlooking the best place on earth. And I got three beautiful people in my lives now. Bernie Vince, good afternoon to you. Greg Blood and Emma G, welcome to you to the show. And
hello,
it's a Wednesday, midweek. You played golf today, old chunk?
No, I didn't. No.
Well, you're all decked out like you played golf.
Just, mate, I'm cash. Got some shorts and a top on. What do you want?
And some serious sideburns. I don't know about
don't
those.
Tell me you're looking.
They're called chops.
They're gross. Yeah,
lamb
got
chops.
Some
you look
chops
ridiculous.
To go along with
yeah,
the
honestly,
moustaka.
You look ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Porn.
Well, we're raising money for
porn
a good
star.
Cause.
Well, that
we?
Is a very good cause.
Are you doing the full 30 days? Or
November.com. No,
early?
I'm going the full distance.
Yeah,
because the Afghanistan test isn't on.
Oh, how are you, Bern? How'd you go today? Did you play any golf?
No, I didn't. No, I'm babysitting at the moment. So I've got the two kids and...
Well, that hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it hurts.
You're not babysitting. It's called being a dad.
Babysitting? Actually, I'm with G. You don't babysit your children.
Well, what do you call it? Looking after
the
kids.
They're your kids.
Yeah.
They're your babies.
Whatever you want to call it, I'm doing that.
Now, do you want to explain yourself?
What for?
You wanted to get rid of your own segment.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Furious
Power
Five. It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Let's talk about that. R.M. Williams,
I've had some issues
buddy,
with management regarding the Furious Five, which is a much-loved segment, no, and may get an award at the end of the year.
Even Jars can't stand it now.
He had to read that out, that bit, because he forgot what I was. It may get an award.
Anyway.
He used to be so enthusiastic about it.
I know, G. Maybe it's this time of the year. I might be having some issues downstairs. I don't know, but I'm just going to bloody let it go.
Oh, no.
Of your house.
Oh, I've been offered some tablets. I don't want to say too much. I received a phone call about endorsing something.
Oh, yes.
Are they blue?
Beg your pardon?
Yeah,
I
blue.
Have no idea.
Powerade. Yeah, you got your shirt.
Right, we've got to get underway. We're going to talk about the Ashes squad.
Yes, some good news.
You need to pick your brain, young
news.
Man. Bern,
hello.
There is some feedback coming out of the Williston Football Club regarding G. Blewett's comments.
Well...
at a sportsman's night out at Gawler regarding our football club.
Ran into a few of your players, Williston players, at the Angaston pub Saturday night.
Who were they? Can you give me some names?
Hulzo, Izzy, Mosso, Howzo,
Wally,
Joshy, Wooly, Hutter.
That's Walter.
I want full names, please.
I couldn't remember my own name Saturday night.
I sound like cricket.
Oh, I'm getting excited, guys. It's exactly 3 weeks before that first day at the Brisbane Oval up there, the Gabba. And Australia today have picked their 15-man test squad. So great news as well, because there's always a bit of speculation about spots. But our own Travis Head is in that 15-man squad.
Good.
But so is Usman Khawaja.
Mm. Are you happy with that decision or not?
I think it's a good squad. I really do.
He's making runs, Khawaja.
Yeah, Khawaja's making runs. Travis Head's made as many runs as anyone. If you include last year as well, he's been asked to make big scores. Like, he's always been probably guilty of making 40s, 50s. Yeah, 60s. Now he's making 150s, which is what they want and what everyone wants. So
go through who's in, please.
Yeah, Payne, captain.
Yeah.
Cummins. Cameron Green, so he'll be the all-rounder at
he'll
6.
He'll bat at 6, right.
Yeah, because there was a bit of talk around about Mitch Marsh off of his T20 stuff, but he hasn't played any shield cricket for a long time.
He's in.
Who's 7? Payne?
Payne's at 7, yep. Josh Hazlewood's in the squad. Now, Marcus Harris will open with David Warner in the first test match.
Oh, joking.
So Labuschagne will bat 3. Then you've got Smith at 4.
Who's 5?
Who's 5? Well, that's either Head or Khawaja.
But
now they've got to go with Head.
Head has to play.
Because
he has to.
Aussie's a good player, right? He's definitely a good player.
Yes.
But Travis is one of those guys that is a little bit unpredictable. But when he's on, he can take the game away.
Okay.
He's scoring as quick as he ever has at the moment.
Are you worried when you watch Travis Head that he's going to get out?
all the time. Yeah, he's one of those players that looks a little bit...
he's nervous to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, once he gets going, though, better than
anyone. I think he's one of those guys... That's right. He's one of those guys, if you were batting behind him or you're in next, you'd sort of...
Have the pads
make
on?
Sure the pads are on.
Gregory Pitty comes
Gregory,
in the bat.
Gregory, gut feel, do you think they'll go with Travis Head at 5 in the first test?
Yes.
Good.
That's my gut feel.
And Kalaj is not in the squad to be a backup opener. For Harris?
No, well,
Harris is definitely...
They've basically said Harris will play.
Why? He can't make a run in test
who
cricket.
Who else do you want? Who else can open?
You
who's
might as well
runs?
Open Khawaja.
What about Hunt?
Well, he's in the Australia A squad, so well done to Henry Hunt.
Henry.
So he's made... Golf so crap. SA boy. I coached him for the last couple of years.
No, well, brings it back to him.
Nothing to do with me.
Should have mentioned that at the Goola racetrack.
As is Alex Carey. Yeah. So that's the other point, right? Okay, Jars and Byrne and that they've only picked the one keeper, which is Tim Payne. Mm-hmm. So this test squad is for the first two test matches.
Okay.
So for Brisbane and then Adelaide.
Day night.
And they'll review it after that. And of course, if there's any injuries or whatever, so if Tim Payne breaks a finger, then hopefully Alex Carey comes straight in.
How many keepers in the Australian A squad?
Two.
Two.
So that's
Carey.
The other thing.
Oh.
Alex Carey and Josh Inglis. So that's what the other thing, the intriguing part. So the Australia are going to play an internal game. There's another round of Shield games before they all get together in Brisbane.
Yep.
And then there's an internal game between Australia and Australia A. That's December 1 to December 3. So I'm interested to see in that other team who keeps either Alex Carey or Josh Inglis. So that will give us a pretty good indication of who they think the backup keeper is.
So that will be the indication. So if Tim Payne went out, say Tim Payne broke a finger at training next week, who would be keeping in the test team?
I would
not squad
straight
team.
Away 100% go Alex Carey.
Are you saying that because we're South Australian, we love Alex Carey? How's Inglis going?
Very well. Yeah. He's a good player. He's a very good player. But
concerns
I just think Alex Carey is 30 years of age.
Me.
That doesn't matter.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. He is right in the
cherry
go zone. He is cherry ripe to
Come
go.
Come on, Alex.
And I just think in test match cricket, how it's played over 5 days, if Alex Carey walks out there,
he can adapt.
Even if they're 5 for not much, he's one of those guys who just come out and go for it, a bit like what Gilly did. Or if he comes out and the attack's tired, he could make 100 off 70 balls, you know. So
he can adapt.
They are the players I want in my team.
Different situations.
But you're happy with the this initial squad for the first two
I
tests?
I am. And the other thing is, so Hazelwood and Pat Cummins,
beautiful.
They pick themselves.
So the it's one of the best bowling
The other bit
in
of speculation will be Stark or Michael Neeser.
He's injured, though, Neeser.
He's got a hammy. He tweaked his hammy. I think he'll be right
Stark
by then.
Stark will play, won't he?
I'd go with Neeser.
You
knows
would.
The conditions no really
Stark.
Well up there
hasn't
and
played.
Swings them around, Ooh. Swings them both ways.
Hasn't played test cricket yet, has he?
Wow.
He's
no.
like 12th man about 15
Yeah, he's been
times.
On. Yeah, he's been in
so
squads.
So you drop Stark for Neeser with a hamstring?
I'd select Neeser instead of Stark.
But he's got a hamstring. You just said he's carrying a
I
hamstring.
I said he's going to be all right by then. They wouldn't pick him
if 3 weeks,
he's not
fair call.
Cool.
Yep.
I think it's just a strain.
And can swing Don't the bat too.
He's good
and a good eye
and a gun fielder, but it's 3 weeks away.
Yeah,
and Triple M.
I've got a big announcement Friday too about
cricket
too. Just quietly, I'll announce Friday. I've just got to sign a couple of contracts tonight.
Yeah,
you're not anything to do with Triple M cricket, are you?
Gee, you got glasses on. What's going on?
Oh yeah, my eyes are starting to get affected because I stare at the screens all day.
Yeah, late night, date night last night. They tell me
LeBron James.
No, not anything to do with
anything. Where'd you go, G? What's his name, please?
Voice going.
What's his listen, now, some disturbing news came my way. Now, Boom, listen to this, and family.
What?
Regarding your performance on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
At a sportsman's night.
Well, where
in
was
Gawler.
It? Yes.
In Gawler.
Yep.
You slammed our football club, the Williston Football Club.
And who, players.
Well, hang on. And my players.
I was raising money for
no,
your football
didn't.
Club
and
so
some
they
of
could
the,
pay you.
Your text message was a disgrace. How you slandered my football club and my boys.
My text
now,
message?
Now, family, them. If you've just joined us, Boom, this is what you said. What we said the other day on the show. Byrne, can I read out what he said?
Yeah, read it out.
He asked the room if there was anyone here from the Williston Football Club.
Yeah.
This is Greg Blewett.
He initiated it.
He initiated
it. That's a lot.
Beer
life.
In hand, microphone, few cheers. Then he says, how the f*** did you lose that grand final?
Two
Any
lies.
Chance of putting someone behind the f*** football? What the f*** was the coach doing? A lot of eyes turned on me. Then he asked if anyone from South Gawler, and he did ask yourself, Williston, what the are you doing? How dare you say that? Slam my poor football club.
It was poor coaching that cost that team the grand final.
Our club captain wants your phone number. Tyson Earlham wants your phone number.
Give it to him.
Give it to him.
He might learn something. I might teach him a few things.
Yeah, you skinny cat. Well, he's on the phone. Good afternoon, Tyson.
No.
G'day, boys. How are you?
G'day, Tyson.
What's this? You shit can footy club, mate.
Well, cheap laugh.
It's good.
I wouldn't mind you coming down to the footy club for a bit of a training session.
Yes.
1v1. Our captain loves physical pain.
Actually, Tyson, so in regards to what I said, did I actually get anything wrong?
Be careful. He's angry.
Well, technically no. But is it good to get a cheap laugh like that?
Yeah.
Did it make yourself feel better?
Good boy. Yeah. Did it or not?
No, I actually genuinely wanted to know what the hell happened that day. I was as pumped as anyone when Bernie rang me at half time and he said that you guys were up whatever you were, 50 points or even more.
57
was it?
To zero.
What about the excitement in my voice, Bern? I was like, Jars and the Williston team are going to do it.
I didn't sense too much excitement in your voice. You're a bit flat, actually, that they were winning by so much. You like seeing them fail.
And you slammed us on Saturday night.
I'll tell you what.
Yes, Bern.
Mr. Captain, I ran into a few blokes. Halsey, Izzy, Mossy.
It's Howzo.
Joshy Wool Hutter, was it?
Yeah, Wally.
At the Angaston Footy Club.
Yeah, what happened?
Angaston Pub Saturday night.
What happened?
And, well, they're angry. They heard the feedback. And what are those sort of blokes like? Are they big and angry?
They're after blood.
Good boy.
Hey, Tyson, this is how loyal your coach is, right? So he's actually told me that you, as part of your contract, order a extra small Guernsey so that our biceps can pop it out a little bit.
That is not true, mate.
That's not what Jars said.
He's the heart and soul of our footy club. Tyson, I'm sorry I had to put you through this, Skip, but we can't put up with that, and enough's enough, and we're very proud of our boys this year. But, yeah, you're going to have some cheap laughs, half-pissed with all your mates and your cricket mates at the Gawler Trots, earning $5,000 cash while my boys still suffer from the loss.
Scared of a contest too.
Hey?
I was trying to earn some money for your club.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Hey, Tyson, if there's one thing you'd like to do to Greg Blewett or put him in some sort of situation... anywhere around the world, with anything you could choose, what would that be?
What would it be? I'd like to do the one-on-one with him, actually, training session.
Mate, I'm 50.
This bloke is fierce. He's fierce. He hates losing.
I've heard he's fierce. And he's,
actually, we've got a cricket game coming up between the Williston Cricket Club and the Footy Club. Wouldn't mind you coming down and jumping on our side.
Now you want to play.
He's recruiting him.
I don't come cheap, Tyson.
Well done, mate.
No, I'd love to, mate. I'll buy you a beer, Tyson, just to make up as well, mate.
Now you're sucking up.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you drink champagne. Bluey drinks champagne. You wouldn't even go near that, would you, Tyson?
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Well done, Tyson. See you Tuesday at training. We start back next week, too. Well done, Tyson. There he is.
Thanks, Tyson
Earlham, our club captain. You are in big trouble. And Howzo and Wally. Who else was there?
Mossy, Izzy, couple of those boys.
If they're Angaston boys, they'll have my back, mate.
No. That was at the Angaston pub.
And they're
from Williston, aren't
they? They're from Williston.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. G'day, welcome back. I thought I had a sponsor. Is it sponsored, G?
No, it's not.
You said that it's sponsored.
No, we make out it is.
We've got the Bridgeway.
Oh, we've got a good prize.
Yeah, well, gee, come on. We're going to the Bridgeway.
Well, we do have up for grabs a double pass to Boys Are Stuck in Town live at the Bridgeway on Friday, November 19th, featuring members of the Zet Boys, Screaming Jets, The Angels, Super Jesus, Rose Tattoo, and Ice House.
Brilliant.
What a lineup. You love Ice House, don't you, Jazz?
Yes, he does.
I do, actually.
You know when you want to perform well and, you know... big, well, play well.
Yes, Ben.
It's important to start well.
Mm-hmm.
Started very poorly.
Yeah. And then it threw me.
You got the credits wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Can I just say hello to our two lovely contestants, Dave from Woodcroft and Lee from Mobbery. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, legends. How are you?
Good.
Legend.
Good.
Jeez.
Excellent.
Where are you from, Dave?
From Woodcroft, down Old Ranella Way.
All right. Oh. What do you do for a job?
I'm in IT, mate.
IT, good man. Oh, I don't mind that. And what about you, Lee, from Mobbery? What's your establishment like?
What is ours?
I'm outside, mate, out on the tools, landscaper.
Landscaper.
Oh, we did.
Greg Lewin did a live read for a landscaper.
And did it very well.
And destroyed it, didn't he, Boo Boo?
Absolutely.
Righto, five questions. Call your name out first. 1 point for the correct answer. There's two lifelines. This segment is... What's all the giggling?
Yeah, something fun's going on in the background. Hey,
and here's Greg with the first question.
Construction's not in there.
All right, let's get underway, chaps. Greg, you start.
Greg. All right, good luck, guys. Which female tennis player has won the highest number of Grand Slams?
David.
Yes, David.
Worst question.
Serena Williams.
Oh, Lee, you can have a go.
I can do a lifeline, boys. I've got no idea.
Okay, who do you can select? Emma G, Greg Blord, or Bernie?
Well, I've got the answers, so you probably don't choose me.
Let's go, Bern.
Bern.
Oh, my God.
Come on, old Bern.
Margaret Court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it really? Got it. Yeah, you flunked it.
Bullshit, I thought.
No, it's only Margaret.
I thought
24 grand.
Well done.
I thought Serena had it.
I thought Serena had it by a couple.
No, she's throwing two or three short.
Nah, that's I'd check that. No, I guess Serena Williams.
Margaret Court has won 24.
Does that include doubles?
This question has been in the last 4 weeks as well. Can we get a bit of a rotation of the questions, Benny, for God's sake? No, it's not. It was in last week.
Burn, number two.
Number two. Which female tennis player has won the highest number? We have it every week, so I don't know.
Go, Burn.
Which player this week was swooped up by the North Melbourne Footy Club?
David.
Yes, David.
Hugh Greenwood.
Yes. It's one apiece. Number three, please, Greg. Oh, Mushtaq Mohammed.
Tim Zhu risks a guaranteed world title shot when he steps into the ring to fight who in Sydney tonight?
David.
Yes, David.
I'm using the lifeline.
Oh,
righto. Who do you want, Greg or poetry?
He's cheating.
No, I've
got to
go, Bluey.
He's reading the paper.
Yes.
Takeshi Inu.
Oh, yeah.
On you, Bluey.
2-1.
He's reading the
no
paper.
No more lifelines available. No, it's not. It doesn't matter. Number four, please.
Oh, no,
Greg.
It's not.
Burn, number four. It's 2-1. Good game. Keep going, Leroy from Mobbery.
Which female tennis player has won the.
You know, the lack of respect you show towards the Furious
Five.
Well,
you didn't want to do this today.
No, right.
I'm telling you.
Carlton defender Liam Jones. Announced what this week?
David.
Yes, David.
And he's retiring because he won't get vaccinated.
Yes. 3-1. Right, Gregory, number five.
What's the score?
It's 3-1.
There's two more.
Well, that means
it's
David
3-1.
Wins.
No, but we've got to do that.
This is where
it's sponsored. Because it's
double
sponsored.
Points.
No,
the
it's
last
not.
Question
no,
is.
Don't
not.
Add in.
No. We'll just do it just for fun. Quick draw time. Name a sport that starts with the letter T.
Tennis,
Lee.
David.
Oh, no, David, no.
No, David. Lee? Lee?
Tennis, mate.
Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations. And terrific game.
And for
well
double
played,
points.
To the Adelaide.
Which female tennis players?
Dave from Woodcroft,
in
what's he won?
Sport.
David, well done. You won a double pass to Boys Are Stuck in Town this Friday night at the Bridgeway Hotel, featuring Zep Boys, Screaming Jets, The Angel, Super Jesus, Rose Tattoo, and Ice House.
Are we
well
going
done,
to that?
Thanks for
Thanks,
playing,
guys.
Guys. Have a
well
great,
done, guys.
Have a great holidays
Thanks,
and Christmas. See you later.
They're not on holidays.
Oh, no. Are we there on Friday?
Oh, probably.
I am.
Oh, didn't you
No,
get...
I'm not. No, I've
no,
got something
no,
else.
Okay. Jazz hadn't got tickets.
There you go, G. Well played. Now, what's happened at the Blewett household? I'm hearing some reports.
Well, you know, Wednesday mornings, what do I normally do?
You take Sam and Rory to school.
Yeah.
Then you go and play golf.
Yeah, I normally drop.
You go and play golf Wednesdays because you're all decked out in your little golf gear.
Yeah, but instead today I had to, give up the game of golf because my eldest son, Sam, who's six.
Beautiful little man.
6 3/4, as he says. Someone asked him how old he is. He goes, 6 3/4.
Well, very thorough.
Had a dentist appointment this morning, so he was he was up and about, actually.
He likes the dentist chair.
Well, he got a very good report. He said, who cleans your teeth? And he said, well, I do, but Dad did this morning.
Right.
Because I knew he was off to the dentist, so you want to give a, you know.
Is it manual or electric?
Well, that was a question I asked the dentist, because we did have a electric toothbrush, and then we thought it might have been a bit too harsh on the little fella's choppers.
Yeah.
So we've gone the manual, but the dentist said, no, the electric's fine. So we'll go back to that, because it's probably a little bit more thorough. But anyway, he said that his baby teeth are tiny.
Okay.
And the adult teeth that are coming through now
are
huge compared to it. So he said the next couple of years, there's going to be some crowding issues, Bern.
There you go.
Does it knock a few out?
Well, he might have to, clear a few out just to make a bit of room.
Could Rory knock a couple out?
If he goes to the Stride. If he goes to the Stansbury Primary School, they just do natural
stuff
there.
That's what I heard
there,
back in the day.
Mm. If you haven't lost a few, you haven't been in a few.
Now, because I hear reports that you're a little bit passed out when you got to the dentist chair. You're a little bit fragile.
I went to the dentist last night as well.
Yeah.
All right, just to
get
a bit of extra product.
Get your new teeth put in. Do you get choppers?
Do you go under for that?
Did you go under? I reckon you did.
I didn't go under for my...
they're pearly white, those
my
teeth,
plum chops, but I went under for my teeth. No,
they are sensitive, your teeth, but so are they normally.
No, I got the tick as well, the green tick, all good for the next 6 months.
Do you
months,
brush so morning and night before you go to
course
bed?
Sometimes 3 times a day.
Yeah. 3 times a day?
Yeah,
it's not good for your teeth.
You wear them out.
Why not? No, sometimes after coffee... Give them a little bit of a touch-up.
Okay. No, they reckon if you clean them too soon after coffee and red wine,
yeah,
it sucks in.
Mm,
yeah.
I've heard
you got to let it dry out.
Why don't you tell me that?
Dry out, chompers.
Well, that bright that I need.
They
I don't
are bright.
Have to wear sun.
No. They've lit up this room.
Yeah. Well, they'll be brighter
we've
in a couple of weeks' time.
I thought they had the spotlights on us, but they hit your teeth.
So what about young, now you're looking after your children, because Abs is doing some other, duties around the establishment.
And Harvey's his son's name.
And Harvey's my boy, Harvey.
I thought it was called babysitting, but I've been informed that
so
it's
how are you tracking
looking
and
going,
after my you know, on your own?
Yeah. How's he going with his fangs?
They've been very good, actually, at night. When they sleep, so that's one good thing. It's a bit hard to get Harvey back down, but I just normally... Abby won't be listening, but keep him up a little bit longer. So
he's really dying.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and then he just put him in. Then he doesn't get up because he's gone.
Good tactic.
Yeah. Like it? And, you know, it's half a can of the chocolate.
No.
For me, I was joking.
I've seen what he does.
That was the old trick on long haul flights, wasn't it? Yeah. I reckon a little bit of brandy in the milk.
Just on the dummy. Drop the dummy in the brandy. But we took him to the dentist for the first time the other day.
How'd he go?
Wasn't keen to get in the chair. Wouldn't lay himself. He's only, he's 3 in Feb, so 2 and 8 and 9 months.
Jars thought he was 5 about 2 weeks ago, remember?
Jars thought he'd had his L's. He wanted him to drive us home.
Little lunch.
No, but I had to lay in the chair
with him. Yeah.
Have him on my chest. I thought he was just going to lay, you know, he's on his back. So in the end, it was like
you were
full,
in there as well.
Yeah, I had a bear hug him and almost like full Nelson him.
Yeah.
And hold his head still.
Mouth
shut and.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was
all good
reports.
To go.
Yeah, he's
lovely.
His teeth were brushing him
brand
very
new.
Well. We did used to use an electric toothbrush. They said he's a bit young for that.
Yeah. No, well done.
And Roars is booked in Monday.
For
so
what?
He might.
He's chompers.
His first, yeah. His first appointment.
So
as
they'll
well.
Get
so
their
might...
teeth like yours. They'll get bleached.
Not funny. He's just cracked himself up.
Hey, Barry
was
White.
Something very unfunny.
It was good.
And hasn't G getting her teeth done?
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys have ever noticed.
You've got some crooked ones.
No, I don't. No. I have nice straight teeth.
Straight as.
But I do have one shorter than the other at the front. Have you noticed
that's
that?
Not
do you know how I did that?
I was going to mention that.
When I was about 8.
Are you a grinder?
I had an urge to do a handstand.
Oh, no.
In the shower. and my hand slipped. Don't, the shower was on. Don't. My hand slipped. I smashed my mouth on the little step. And blood was going everywhere. And no one came to help me because they thought I was singing in the shower.
There you go.
And so now I have a chipped tooth, one shorter than the other.
So how are you going to fix that?
I'm not. It's my trademark for my crazy.
That's your trademark, is it?
I can't tell what one.
Yeah, it is. I can see that side.
That side's lower.
The left. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, one side swings.
Our right. We both went. We all went opposite sides. Yeah.
All right. We do love to check the Triple M text line 0488 51 047 for any questions you've got for Bernie, Bluey, and Giles. Today's question is for Blue.
Ooh.
From David from Elizabeth. I follow you on Instagram.
Oh no.
And saw the video you posted on the weekend of you sauced to the eyeballs and dancing with your missus in the back seat of a car.
Yep.
Yeah.
The question is, where'd you learn those dance moves?
And get rid of them, he said.
Well, it's just natural. I'm a natural mover, Dave. What you couldn't see.
That sort of shit you're doing in the back. And what, you look like someone out of the Wiggles.
Wiggles? I reckon Catherine had some good moves, actually.
Do you reckon?
She was going all right.
Yeah, she was.
And she'd had about a drop of red. Yeah, but what you couldn't see, G, and Dave, listening, is the half bottle of red wine that I had at my feet that we were just ploughing through on our way home. So we had a great day out in the Barossa.
Looked like
Very
it.
Very good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Okay, Burn.
Oh, it's taken him. It's taken him.
Burn, yeah?
Yeah, Jazz.
Yes, Burn.
Yeah, get off your phone and get back into this segment.
Sorry,
this is my segment. I was listening in Furious Five.
I apologise, Burn.
So put it down.
Okay.
Down.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. I apologise.
It took him 3 days, Burn, before he went to his phone and he was on his phone and he was scratching his head.
Yeah. So that's why I thought I'd just give him a buzz because that's the only way I can get his bloody attention during this. Are you?
Yes.
What's her name?
Marion.
Anyway,
right. What have you got, Tiger?
17th of November, we're getting through the year. Do you remember how many days left?
Yeah, not too many, Burn.
Yeah, we'll go.
23.
No, 44.
That's it.
Take a hike day today.
Oh, we
take
did too,
a
yeah.
hike day.
Riley Jarman did we? Yeah, my little Riley Jarman. Yeah.
Where's she hiking?
She went at Mount Lofty.
Did she?
That's a great walk.
Yeah, there
great
you go.
Little stroll. Absolutely.
We used to do that at Adelaide Footy Club.
If you can get a car
such
park.
A great stroll.
Yes, that's a problem.
Why do you always
want to
be parking cars everywhere?
Well, what do you, how else
I don't
there?
Know. You keep bringing it up. Anyway, on this day, there's a few. We've got Arnold Schwarzenegger was sworn in as Californian governor. Well done, Arnie. Well, we can still our best Arnie lines. Blue?
I'll be back.
Get to the chopper. Get down.
It's what not about, a tumor.
What, yeah, there's G's. Nice, what about G's. Yours, Jazz?
Go,
come
Jar.
On.
Do you know who I am?
He never says that. He doesn't say that. What movie? What movie?
Hey,
what
Point movie? Black.
I don't know if he meant just trying to say Black Point. That's near Stansbury.
Point Break.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Even a
Point Break. Or
oh, that's
Point
Gary
Black.
Boozy, sorry. Using. Oh, right.
Jeez,
right.
How do I come
what
back?
Great
from that?
Actor. We love Arnie.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, well, you obviously do. You kept right up with his career. Hey, on this day.
Get G to do one.
She did.
She did.
I did. Nada Tuma from Kindergarten Cop. That's one of my favourites.
Yeah. So you got any? You want to repeat anyone else?
No,
or?
Thank you very much.
Come on. I think he's Indian.
What is wrong with you?
Come on, let's go.
Hey, this was a big day on this day in 2019. It was the first known person to contract COVID-19.
Who
was on this day. No, they went unnamed.
Oh.
But it was on this day. It was a 55-year-old man.
In
2 years ago, last year? Hang
no,
on.
No, 2019.
Ago, wow. Now.
2 years ago now.
That would have been in Beijing somewhere?
Well, not Beijing. Wuhan.
Wuhan. Yeah, that's it.
Wuhan.
Oh, God. How quick's that gone?
Mm. Very quickly, Jazz. A lot has changed since then.
True.
A birthday today. The great Kate Sobrano.
Oh,
there's one of my favourites.
She's sensational.
Yeah. Come on, Jazz. Give me a kiss. Kiss me. Give me a kiss.
I said that to Maz this morning when she was watering the plants.
Yeah, what'd she do?
I had my dressing gown on.
What'd she do? Jump the fence and take off?
She took the plants with her.
Nothing was smoking out of the dressing ground.
I beg
it?
Your pardon?
Excuse me.
What'd you say then?
Hang on.
We're a family show.
Yeah.
That's all you care about, isn't it? Oh, no. Smart lips.
Anyway, I've got a little fact for you.
You ready?
What do you call it? That's I'm smutless.
Oh, I got some text messages with Emma G's great line yesterday. No Nut November. Oh.
Yeah. Actually,
Jason
I
Bird
that.
From Adelaide Festival. No, Adelaide Wine. No, where was he? Wine Centre.
Yeah. You're telling
he texted and said one of the great lines of the year.
Yeah. Well, what does it mean?
Well done.
It means that I'm not dating anybody for November right. Or just no boys at all for November. Right.
So that's
just
no Nut November.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Mm. Well done.
Just girls, is it?
No. Oh. No.
Hey, we're an inclusive show.
Yeah.
Well, you not right. To me.
You shouldn't laugh at that.
Yeah. What did you say? We're what?
Inclusive. And that's true, we are.
Bloody idiot.
I said inclusive.
You said inclusive.
No, I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. I'll put my hand up if I get it right.
No, it just means no action for me, November. I'm just focusing on other things.
No action, November. Focus on your show.
That's right. Yeah.
Having a spell.
She's doing very well, actually.
Righto, Greg. Burn, what else you got, Tiger?
Tiger.
What do you call a bunch of bananas or a group of bananas?
Oh, I did hear this.
Oh, where'd you hear this?
No. Well, I would have said a bunch.
Is it? No, not a bunch.
A hand, because they look like fingers? I'm just guessing.
Oh, it is a hand. Yeah. It is a hand of bananas. I got taught that yesterday. Wow. I was like, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And so what's a single banana?
A finger.
Digit.
A digit. A digit banana. You know, honestly.
He's thinking about the back of that car, Jazz. He's thinking about the back of that car again.
Honestly.
The digit.
How did we end up with you? Why did management pick you to join this show,
which was global, the question.
Before you even joined? I have to put
how's
up with
question?
This for the next
how
2 years.
How did we end up with you?
Honestly.
No.
Digit banana.
What is it? It was very close. Yes.
Well, what is it then?
It's a finger.
Oh,
very good.
Like, hurry up. I've got to get going.
So last night I was cooking some German chocolate cake, and I thought, what? And I thought,
hang
I'll
on.
Ask you.
You were?
Yeah.
Enjoying
and no,
or cooking?
Cooking. And I was cooking it in a, I can't even remember what it's called, one of those cooking machine things.
Oven?
No, not an oven.
One of those. Patience.
So why is it a German chocolate cake?
Hang on. Cooking machine things. What are you talking about?
It's bloody mixer things.
Oh, like a KitchenAid mixer.
Nah, I'll come back with you. I'll come back to you.
He's got no
tomorrow.
Idea what he's doing.
Thermomix.
Thermomix.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
what
you'd
what,
have
what
one
was
of
it
those.
Again?
What was it? Why is it called a German chocolate cake?
I have
cake?
No idea, but.
Well, why would you think?
I have no idea. Greg?
Because the recipe came from Germany.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you would think.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to do with Germany. There's a bloke called Samuel German with no affiliation to Germany.
All right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So he invented the cake.
He invented the style of cake. Wow. It's a sort of a muddy cake, Charles. Yeah.
Okay.
You're into your cakes.
Better see you tomorrow.
Better see me tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we see each other now?
Got to go and see management.
Can I have some more cases of banana on the way out, please?
Have a good night.
Can I see proof that you were cooking as well, please?
Yeah, I'll take a photo.
See you tomorrow.